I was listening to Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. That's a bop.
You learned about it finally.
No, you told me about it. I know. I was like, I'm going to check it out. And I was like, this is a bop, y'all.
Yeah. When I was like singing to you, you're like, what are you singing? I was like, it's Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. No offense, but it's way better when Beyonce sings it. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Brittany. And we're two librarians who talk about sci-fi and fantasy and a little bit of everything else. Rude. I'm hurt forever.
Well, no, it's cool because it's twangy, but it's also, you know, she injected a little soul into it.
Did you see the people like doing the dance to it?
I didn't watch the video. I'm not that cool. I don't know what social media trends are. I don't follow the young folk.
That's okay. When the virus from social media jumps into our eye holes.
Yeah.
It won't affect you because you don't watch it.
Yeah. I assume that's probably because we'll be all neuralinked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have our brain chips in finally.
Yeah. Finally.
God, we've been waiting so long.
Brain chips.
Yeah.
Neuralinks.
Neuralink. See, this is what I follow on social media, the news and magazines, because I'm a huge nerd. But yeah, Elon, has created a chip that interfaces directly with the human brain, and it's called Neuralink.
Not Skynet?
Not Skynet. Something else. But yeah, it sounds like a great idea, you know, a computer chip that interfaces with our human brain. Such a smart idea.
No.
I love it.
No.
No.
No, not...
Yeah.
We're not ready. We're not ready. We're just not.
Well, I think that could be said for a lot of people, especially in the movie we watched this weekend.
We're just not ready.
Nobody's ready. Did you see all the bones? No, none of them were ready.
I love the part where it's just crushing the skulls beneath the treads.
I love it. That's such a great visual. Hey, everybody.
What are we talking about?
We watched a movie. Didn't we?
Joshua's nodding at me like, come on, Brittany.
Brittany's eyes were just like...
Joshua's like, yes, and me.
Anyway, we got way off topic.
Want to try this again?
Let's try this again. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. So Brittany and I watched a movie this weekend.
You have been selected for termination.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yes.
And I'll be back.
I'll be back. But no, that one's in the second one.
No, that was in the first. It was after he said... we'll get to it.
Okay.
He was in the first.
We watched Terminator.
We watched the Terminator, the first one.
Yeah, and I realized watching it, I grew up with the second one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I think because the second one is less of a horror movie, more of an action sci-fi movie than the first one. The first one's definitely a horror movie.
Should we cover the second one?
I love the second one.
Okay.
Absolutely love it.
Let's cover the second one.
Okay.
At some point.
It's decided.
Let's do it.
Yeah, totally. But we are talking about Terminator 1984, a James Cameron original starring everybody from Aliens.
Well, a good portion
a
of
good
them.
Chunk. We have.
I was like texting Josh, I was watching. I was like, so basically they took the Aliens cast and put it in here.
Well, we got
Michael Biehn,
who is...
Ripley's boyfriend.
I can't remember his name. Sergeant...
Hottie.
He's the hot one.
Yeah.
And then there was Bishop, Lance Henriksen.
Yes, who is Vukovic.
Vukovic, who was a detective. We'll just say that. He was a detective.
He was at the police station doing something.
He didn't do much detecting, but he was a detective. He definitely had a job.
I saw him. I was like, that's Bishop.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, Bishop.
And then... Game over, man. Game over was in there.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah, he was. No. He was the punk leader.
Oh my gosh, I missed that.
So he was there briefly.
Love it.
Before he got his heart ripped out.
Absolutely great.
Game over, man.
Yeah, that was a cool death.
Yeah,
cool deaths in this one.
That was
Apart from the Aliens cast, we have two really people we must mention.
Yes.
We have Linda Hamilton, who plays Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor herself. Iconic final girl. I mean, aside from Lieutenant Ellen Ripley.
Yeah. I just love, she's like, I can barely pay my bills.
I know.
And I was like, I feel
she's
you.
She's so real. I love it. And then Must we? I mean, we have to say it's the Governator himself.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Butts, butts, butts. We got to see some butt.
I mean, this was I think this was the one that made him a star.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he kind of got noticed for Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, okay.
Which came out earlier. But this was the one that it was just like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's superstar now. He's A-list after this movie. Yeah. 100%.
People saw his butt and they're like, yeah.
Yeah. That back profile, I was just like...
Well, oh, before we dive into the movie, I am going to warn people, it is rated R.
Yes. And this is like an actual R-rated movie, not like these days when it's just like a bunch of foul language. This is
There is
R for a reason.
Sex and nudity,
mm-hmm.
violence and gore,
yeah,
and profanity.
Well, and profanity. I think the profanity is not as
prevalent
as the violence and the sex and nudity.
Yeah. Also, trigger warning for mass shootings.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because there's some
uncomfortable scenes.
Very much so. And that's the crazy thing. Like, watching this, I was just like, wow, so many anxieties
that we
are very much experiencing in this day and age, were just part of the fabric of this movie.
We'll get into it.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get into it when we hit those scenes.
I can't wait.
A quick summary, even though we've just been talking about it. Summary, an android from the future, 2029, is sent to kill Sarah Connor in 1984.
Yeah.
And she is the mother of Earth's future leader, John Connor. The only protection she has is a soldier from the future. His name is Kyle Reese.
Yes.
And that's like the basic summary.
That's it. And they are pursued by an unrelenting force.
The Terminator.
That will not stop until you're dead, pretty much.
Yeah, there's one part. I'm like, get his face with a shovel! And then they didn't, and then he just kept going.
Well, I don't know if that would help. He's pretty strong.
When we get there, I'll tell you. I'll tell you when I want it to shovel his face really bad.
All right, so we start 5 years from now.
Yes.
It looks a little bit different, doesn't it?
It's a little clunky.
It's a little dark.
Yeah.
It's a little dark. A lot more bones than I'm used to.
Lots of bones. The floor of the city is just littered with bones.
It's just
and
paved
skulls.
In bones. I love that.
I like how they're all clean too. There's no flesh. It's just clean bones.
I know. I honestly, this scene is just my favorite part of this movie. Mm-hmm. Just looking at the LA wasteland. And just the carpets of bones, and then that huge tank rolling over the skulls, just crushing them. It's pretty intense.
It's intense.
It's a great opening.
It's funny because I like, you're getting a snapshot of what the 80s thought of the future.
Right?
It's like, wow, interesting.
And if you think, like, that's like 40 years from them, 45 years.
Yeah.
I guess that would be a long time for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the 2000s, crazy. Now we're in the 2020s, and we're like, well, it's a different sort of...
It's a different sort of nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of darkness.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would like the simplistic days of robots and mass murder.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't.
We don't want that.
So we learn there is a title sequence, and it says the final battle will not be fought in the future,
mm-hmm.
but in the present.
I forgot. I totally blocked out that first scene. I don't
I
know why.
It. I love it.
The movie starts me with Arnold's butt.
We know what Britney's focusing on.
Like, I totally forgot about that first scene.
Real fast.
Yeah.
The dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. That wonderful.
It was great.
Opening song music was conducted by Brad Fidel. I just have to say it because it's a great opening song.
It's classic.
The rest of the music in the show is kind of like,
it's fun.
It's a lot of bleep bloops.
I like it.
A lot of synth. I know it's kind of like,
I'm here
it's
for it.
Corny, but it's also very. I don't know, nostalgic for me.
I loved it.
You liked it?
I had so much fun.
I thought it was so goofy.
It was
well, like
so
when
much
they
fun.
Were doing the chase sequence, it's all bleep, 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 bleep.
Uh huh. Oh, I love 80s movies. They're so much fun. Like, I wasn't there for it, but man, I really enjoy it.
Good, good, good. I'm glad. As a child of the 80s, I'm glad you appreciate
bleep,
it.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
So, we come to LA, present day.
Get to Arnold's butt.
Wait. There's a guy in a garbage truck. He's moving some garbage.
And there's like a lightning storm. He's like, I should get out of the truck. And I'm like, don't get out of the truck in a lightning storm. That's how you die.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never
Stay
been.
Inside your car if there's lightning.
Okay.
Don't get out.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll get electrocuted.
I won't move. And then a naked man appears out of nowhere.
This is where the story begins.
Yes.
He's big. He's buff. He's like in a crouching position, kind of. But like a cool crouching position.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is his butt and his back, and he stands up, and it is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
The Terminator.
And he's that, has that just mean mug stare.
He's really good at mean mugging.
And he just kind of walks away.
I thought he killed the truck driver.
Did he? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Because then we get to a bunch of punks looking at...
God, game over, man.
I love when in 80s movies they show like the bad kids. They're always punks and they're always like doing something stupid like looking through a telescope.
I was like, Brett, are they looking through a telescope? Like, I thought they would like maybe like spray painting something. Right? I don't know. They're like fighting over a telescope.
So funny.
It's like the ones that you put the 25 cents into. Or
so hardcore. Just hardest of the hardcore. Drinking and looking at the LA skyline.
I was like, what is happening? And then Arnold walks out from like the shadows. Uh-huh. Remember, he's Nene. He's like totes Nene. And they're like, good night for a stroll, huh? Yeah. He's like, get me your clothes.
Yeah. Oh, well, at first he's like copying what they say.
Oh, that's right.
Like he's learning, I guess, like not the language, because everyone speaks English in the future, as far as I know. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's just like his system is recalibrating and he's...
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then he asked for their clothes.
Give me your clothes.
He didn't ask. He told them.
Give me your clothes.
And they're like, no, man. And then they all whip out their switchblades.
These are my clothes. And my cool spiky hair.
Yeah.
You can't have any of it.
And long story short, he gets their clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a heart-ripping scene.
Oh, that was great. I love that.
That was crazy.
I was not prepared. I was just like, ooh, he really ripped that guy's heart out.
Also, their size compared to his size, their clothes would not fit him. This was like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
Suddenly their clothes fit him. And I was like, he's built like a Dorito. Yeah. And they were not. Anywho, so now he's walking around in punk clothes and people are panicking because guess what? I think he killed the truck driver and now like he killed two of the three punks.
Yeah.
And I think one punk went like running.
Yeah. He skedaddled. He rabbited.
Yeah. So now like the policeman called, but, like there was a Nene man who is ripping out hearts.
Okay. Now it's making sense.
Yes.
Because, okay, I'll talk about that in a second because we get a new naked man.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But this one, a little less elegant when he arrives into the past. Kind of like, falls and then vomits.
It could have been a cool tuck and roll, but it was more like he just hit the ground with his shoulder and he goes, bleh. It's Michael Biehn.
Yeah, Michael Biehn is here and he is playing Kyle Reese.
Yes.
Kyle! I know it's Carl.
When we get to the part where we learn his name is Kyle, I was so upset. I'm like, Kyle?
I know, Kyle.
His name's Kyle. Like, I thought his name was Reese.
Kyle, you ruined it. I don't know where I got that from, but I always want to say, when I hear the name Kyle, I want to say, Kyle, you ruined it. Don't know why.
I don't know either. But it's Kyle Reese. Initially, he goes by Reese.
Yeah.
And then we learn his name is Kyle, which sucks, but it's fine.
Mm.
Kyle Reese is here. He's Nene. And he does not kill people to get clothes, but he does steal from the homeless to get some pants.
Oh, that was so sad. It's like the poor guy's like saying, hey, it's my pants, man.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
It's like this older man who's sitting on the sidewalk. And
see, that's where I was just like, wow, there's like, it must be a slow night for the police. Because they're like, so a police cruiser shows up, shines a spotlight, and there's Kyle pulling up his pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they probably think he's a gay guy, you know, doing some cruising.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, that's where my mind went. And they're like, stop. Oh, he's rabbiting. And then they like do this like all forces chase. I was just like, wow.
That's
LA really hates gay guys. And it's a slow night.
See, because I was chatting Brett as this was happening.
Okay.
I was like, why are all the police here? He's like, probably because they got the signal that somebody was taking clothes
and killing people.
And partially naked and killing people.
Yeah.
And so they see this guy and, you know, the homeless man is screaming, those are my clothes.
See, this is what happens when I don't have Brett around. I just make assumptions.
It wasn't like super clear, like while the police suddenly swarmed.
I know. It's like, what's going on?
All right.
On a normal night, it'd just be like, oh, there he goes.
So we have a brief chase scene with Kyle and the police. We get a cool, like, Nike's high top moment, and he gets a trench coat, and he escapes into the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he finds a phone book.
Okay, here's the thing. I either totally forgot or was unaware that people's addresses used to be in phone books.
Oh, crazy. I mean, this is how far our society has changed. Where back in the day, nobody thought anything of it about, hey, my full name, my address, my phone number
address
is in a book anyone can look at.
It's in the public view all over the place.
Like, how did not more, I guess, well, if you think about it, murder rates were really high in the 80s. So maybe that was why.
Oh my God. Maybe. They're like, this might be an issue.
But what really got me is, like, how did Kyle Reese know how to use a phone book? How did he know what it looked like?
He's like getting around town like no problem. We learn later that he was born like after the robot uprising. Yeah. He's like, I was born in the ruins. And it's like, how do you know how to use a phone book?
Yeah.
How are you getting around so well?
Like, even this day and age, we're not that far removed from phone books, but you give a phone book to a 13-year-old, they're like, what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what this thing
like
is.
Like, those words are too small.
Yeah.
And it's a wall of them.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much didn't read.
Because I imagine Kyle probably didn't do a whole lot of reading in the future.
That's another thing. Like, how did he learn to read?
I don't know. Like, Lord.
Did he like learn alphabet in ashes? Like, A
is for annihilation. B is for butts.
Butts, yeah, because he got so many butts. But now that we know that both Kyle and the Terminator know how to use a phone book.
Yes.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. So now we have to meet, who's the Sarah Connor everyone's looking for?
She's in her innocent burger days.
I love her.
She has her big boop
hair. She has her feathered hairdo with the bangs. Oh my God.
She's in her cute little like pink waitressing outfit. She's working like at a burger diner.
Yeah.
She's serving people.
She's doing her job.
And as is the story, people are horrible to her.
I mean, it's 80s mean. 80s mean. Everybody was mean in the 80s. I don't get it.
I don't know either.
80s mean is a thing, you know. And if you're in high school, you're mean. If you're at a restaurant, you're mean.
Like, everybody's being mean to her. This kid puts ice cream in her apron. And it's like, what? And we learn that she's working with her roommate.
Is Ginger.
It Ginger?
I love Ginger.
Ginger has the best hair.
Ginger was the... I love Ginger so much.
Ginger's hilarious. Ginger has this curly brown hair. She has a cute boyfriend. Oh, she's living her best life.
God, you know what? I like, there are some movies where you're like, why are those people together? It's very obvious why Ginger and Sarah are together, because they are so fun together.
They are so much fun.
They love each other so
They're
much.
They're roommates so together, and you can just tell they have a great time.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Okay, so Terminator, with some B&E, he steals a car, and then he drives to a gun shop.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Pawn shop guy is Mr. Futterman from Gremlins.
Oh my God, that's why he's familiar.
I was like, how do I know his face? He was in The Burbs, he was in Gremlins, he was in many things. But I looked at his face, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's from Gremlins, and I looked it up. It's Mr. Futterman, the drunk guy with the tractor.
The drunk racist, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. It's Mr. Futterman.
Well,
so, Terminator asks for a gun.
Yeah, lots of guns.
Yes.
And he just loads him up. Okay, you want laser sights? You want the AK? Okay. You want the Uzi? Yeah, you got
sure.
it.
Sure.
And then he's like, okay, he's mentioned something. Oh, you're going to clean me out in the first thing in the morning. And he's like, do you have the bullets? Of course he has bullets. And then he starts loading it up, and the guy's like, hey, you can't load the gun here. And famous last words.
He gets shot.
He gets shot. He gets blown away.
Yeah. That was upsetting.
Big surprise. Because part of me was thinking, like, this, of course, the robot's not going to pay.
No. He doesn't pay to get into the club. He doesn't pay for his
never
guns.
Pays. His fists are his Painted. Currency.
His fists are his currency.
Yeah. So why is the Terminator loading up? Because he's going to go door to door.
He is looking up all the Sarah Connors in the phone book. And one by one, he is killing them.
That is so scary. Knock, knock, knock.
Or are you ding Sarah dong. Connor?
You Sarah Connor? Yes. Boom!
I was like, God. Oh my gosh. So our Sarah Connor She learns of the first one.
And Ginger's so funny. She's like, girl, you're on the news. And
Sarah's you're like, on the news.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Sarah Connor. I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, but like that she learns of the first one. She's like weird.
Yeah.
We get a quick sequence of like Ginger and Sarah at their house.
They're sharing the mirror. Ginger's, oh my God, they've got.
She's getting ready for her boyfriend.
Oh God, Mike.
Her boyfriend makes a really embarrassing call.
Such a dork. I mean, it's dork and also, I mean, he's kind of cute. I have to say he's
very... Oh yeah. He and Ginger, they're young, fun, in love.
And both really stupid, but I love them so much.
They're so much fun. And Sarah, I think Sarah gets stood up for a date.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ginger's like, he's not worth it, you know. So Sarah goes out anyways. Like, she's just going to go out. Yeah. Why not? She's young.
She is a modern woman. She is a liberated woman. She can do whatever she wants.
She has an iguana.
God, the iguana. That what a random thing.
It was so random.
It's so random.
I don't know why there was an iguana.
And how it escapes every time? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, there was an iguana. What was his name?
Benny?
Benny.
So or something weird. Like that?
Some child's name for sure.
It was something weird, yeah. Like my brain says Benny. I don't know. I don't think that's quite right, but something like that.
So
she's going out and then we see Kyle kind of tracking her a little bit as she's out and about. Who knows how he found her? I mean, the phone book. Did he start at her house?
I think he might have started at her house.
Okay.
Yeah.
He knew it was that Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Because the first two were dead. The first two in the phone book were dead, I think, and then, as per the news report.
Well, so I think when she left, the second killing was happening.
Okay.
Because she goes out and she goes to this place and she sees on the news another Sarah Connor's dead.
You're right. You're right. They're at a bar.
And so that's when she panics. She's like, oh, it's not just a one-off. Like, now there's two. She starts keeping on the lookout for, like, is anybody following me? And she clocks Kyle.
Yeah.
So she thinks Kyle's the Terminator. She doesn't know anything about it, but she's like, I think this might be the crazy man who's killing all the Sarah Connors. Yeah. So she dips into a nightclub.
Techno noir.
So much fun.
Such a weird. Did you see those people dancing? I nearly was on the floor with the flailing of the limbs and the jerky movements.
I believe it.
Oh my God. Dancing in the 80s. Are you for real? Like,
it was super white people dancing.
So
great.
I loved it. I loved it so much. And in the meantime, Ginger and boyfriend are having some intimacy time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Intimacy, again, like dancing, intimacy in the 80s is so extra.
She has her headphones on, or at least near her for the music. And they're like doing their thing.
And he's like doing what? I don't know. But she's just like, whatever.
She's having a great time.
Do what you got to do, man. I'm just going to enjoy myself. I loved it so much.
So funny. You know what I loved? Huh? I loved that they had post-intimacy sandwiches.
I know. I laughed so long. I wrote down, she gets hangry after.
Because it's like these thick sandwiches are just piled high.
You got to eat after all that.
Got to eat. So as she's making sandwiches, you know, she's still rocking on her headphones. So she doesn't hear Terminator come in into the house.
Yeah.
And there's an encounter with Terminator and the boyfriend. Boyfriend gets killed.
Gets beaten to death. Yeah.
It was so horrible.
And then Ginger.
Ginger gets killed too.
She gets shot.
Yeah. That was hard.
That was really hard. I was not happy about that. And then Sarah calls Ginger from the nightclub.
Yeah. Because.
Just telling her, this is where I am. Stuff's going down.
You should probably get out of the house.
You should get out of the house. They're coming for Sarah Connors.
Yeah.
Too late, unfortunately.
Yeah, and now Terminator is hearing the message because it's loud and proud of like, I'm at Techno Noir.
Because it's an 80s answering machine and it plays according to tape. And Yep, so he knows where she is.
Yes, and at this point, goes. Sarah has called the police as well.
Yeah.
And the police say, stay put. Stay in the public eye. We're going to come pick you up. But if you're in the public eye, he won't do anything. Yikes.
Yeah, assuming this is a normal human.
She paid to get into the club, and then she had to pay for the phone. I couldn't believe it. They're like, $4 charge.
I was like, $4?
Because she just needed to like use the phone.
Yeah, but you know, they got to make money.
It's just like, it's a bummer.
It's not a full club. They got to make that money.
So she's just kind of hanging out in the middle of people. She's at a table. She sees Kyle. And so things suddenly go slow mode because she thinks Kyle's the killer.
Yeah.
And so she's clocking him. And then Terminator sees her. Oh, and somehow at this point, Terminator saw her picture.
Yeah.
I can't remember. She
left her ID. Again, wild. How did you go out and you not bring your ID?
Oh, that's right.
It's wild.
Yeah, he found her ID at her house.
Yeah.
And so Terminator comes over to her. So we know it's Terminator. She doesn't. So she looks up. She's kind of confused. And he just points a gun at her.
Yeah.
And then Kyle kind of saves the day.
Kyle
saves
her. Whips out a sawed-off shotgun and starts blasting. And what follows is pandemonium. Yeah. I mean, so
her was really hard.
I wasn't triggered, but it made my hands clammy. It was really scary.
It made me really sad and sick.
Yeah. You think of the nightclub mass shootings,
yeah.
The Pulse and Club Q in Colorado.
Because Terminator just starts spraying bullets.
He whips out the AK and he just starts shooting. Or the Uzi, I think.
Yeah.
And he starts shooting everybody. And
I think the hardest part was, like, for me watching, was when he hit the person who was behind Sarah.
Oh, my God.
And they toppled onto Sarah. So mm-hmm. Sarah has a dead body on top of her. And she's trying to crawl away with this body on top of her.
And then the shooter is just like stalking towards her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Horrifying.
If that's the thing that triggers you, maybe this might not be the movie for you. Cause that was hard.
Just also be aware there's another mass shooting later in the movie. Too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The club one was really hard though.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So Kyle says, come with me if you want to live.
Well, Kyle shoots Terminator as he's stalking towards Sarah.
Yeah.
Cause he says, you have been selected for termination. And then Kyle is like,
Yeah.
And Terminator like falls down to the side. And that's when Kyle's like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. And then we also get to see the Terminator vision as they're running away.
Mm-hmm.
The red.
Yeah. Robot vision.
Robot vision. Yeah. And then there's foot chase and then there's a car chase.
After
a few more assaults happening.
Can I just focus a second on Sarah biting Kyle?
I don't remember that.
So Kyle gets her into the car.
Yeah.
You know, she's in shock. He's like starting to tell his story of like, we're from the future, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, cool. And she tries to get away.
Yeah.
And he grabs her and she bites his hand as hard as she can. And he doesn't yell or anything. He just like muscles his way through it. And later in the movie, you see the bite mark on his hand still. Like she did not mess around. I was like,
yeah.
Dang,
Kyle.
You gotta
do what you gotta do. So after that, we get some background. We get some exposition, which is smart. Like during an action sequence, you put the boring parts in.
Yeah.
Give us some background about what's going on.
Yeah.
So we find out why Sarah. Well, it's all about the kid she's going to have in the future.
Yeah, it's not about her, it's about John.
Yeah, as you mentioned, John Connor, the leader of the human resistance,
mm-hmm.
she is the mother of him. And therefore, the Terminator is there to kill her before John is conceived.
Yeah. And like there will never be a John.
Yeah. So, they get arrested.
Yeah, there's a huge car crash.
Yeah.
The Terminator is in a cop car. They're all chasing them. Kyle and Sarah get in a car crash. The Terminator does as well. Somehow, this huge man, Terminator, sneaked the way into the night. I'm like, how did you not see a human Dorito walking away?
Because Terminator is a lot like a slasher movie. At times, the Terminator is kind of like Michael Myers, I think, in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's going to come back too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Michael Myers, very big guy, also manages to sneak around very quietly.
He Pink Panthers away.
Yeah. A big guy can be stealthy for sure. You know, they can max out those stealth rolls. He's wearing all black, Brittany.
I could not believe it. I was like, how did he escape?
So we're with the cops now.
Yeah. Sarah and Kyle have been brought into custody.
Yeah.
Sarah is watching these cops interrogate Kyle. And I'm like, why is she watching this?
It's so weird. Because at that time, they didn't know about, trauma and post-traumatic stress and how that could happen from just like hearing the details of a crime
and the police
in which you're a victim of.
Are very much on Sarah's side.
Yes.
They're like, you have been taken in by this crazy person.
Yeah.
Because they have like a psychologist, psychiatrist, talking to Kyle and being like, okay, so what about the past? Like, I don't understand. Can you explain this to me? So Kyle's trying to lay this all down.
Again, great exposition. We get some more background.
And then he's like, it's too late. Like, he's going to come after Sarah. He's going to kill us all.
Yeah.
The cops give each other like a we better stop this now. Look.
Yeah.
They pause it. And it's just like an angry face of Kyle going, nah. So they're like, Sarah, this is an unwell man. We're so glad that, you know, you weren't hurt. You're going to stay with us for the night.
Well, your mom's going to, her mom's going to come and pick her up.
From Big Bear.
From Big Bear.
I felt so bad for her. And at this point, I felt bad for the cops too. Well, like, you don't even know what's coming.
That's the irony of the situation. One of the cops says like, oh, we have 30 cops here. You'll be fine. The audience is like,
okay.
Collectively.
Okay, sir. Okay. And then Terminator comes knocking at the front door.
Well, before that, he tunes himself up. We get this really interesting body horror sequence of him like slicing up his arm with a scalpel to like repair some bullet damage on the arm and also fix his eye.
When it was like face cutting into face scenes, it turned into like a Michael Myers mask.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is it Jason Voorhees I'm thinking of?
No, Michael Myers.
Is it Michael Myers?
Michael Myers. The
with like Zoolander hair.
Yeah. The pale face.
Yeah.
And you could tell it's a mask, but it's still kind of effective for me because you know that this is not a human being now.
Oh,
it's
a
robot.
I cackled. I was like, that's not Arnold.
Oh, no.
That's Michael Myers. We did a head swap.
But to glow up, Terminator puts on his big leather jacket and his Ray-Bans.
Yeah, he has to do Ray-Bans now because one of his eyeballs is gross.
He lost one of his eyes.
Yeah, he had to like pop
it out.
He's
got the robot eye.
It was gross. Yeah. Body horror galore. And then he had like eventually he gets like flies all over him. Because Kyle says that he is covered in actual skin. Like, yes. He's new. Like, this is a new type of Terminator.
He's cybernetic, which means that he will have parts of robot and human. The human matter is just this tissue that's covering his surface.
Yeah.
And we get some details about like how time travel works here.
Yeah.
And why you come back without any clothes, whereas the Terminator was able to come out but with his exoskeleton intact. It's because he was surrounded by living matter. So only living matter can actually go transport forward and backwards into time.
Yeah.
According to... Very interesting.
Yeah. Because that was one of the questions the psychologist had. Yeah. They're like, how come you were naked? He's like, dead things don't transfer. Like, how did the robot come through? Well, he's covered in living skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Makes sense to me. This is when Arnold shows up.
To the front desk of the police station. And I'm like, nobody warned the front desk.
There was no cameras.
That a Dorito man was potentially going to walk up with Zoolander hair and be like, maybe we should clock this man. This is what he looks like. He's after Sarah Connor.
At the time, I don't think they really
knew.
Uzi. I thought they thought that Kyle Reese was the guy who was committing all the murders.
Well, but Sarah witnessed Terminator killing a bunch of people.
That's true. Why didn't she speak up? Hey, there's another guy out there. Ah, oh well. That's a plot hole.
That's the other thing. Well, I mean, I think they knew he was out there because they're like, you know, there's 30 cops, you're going to be safe. I don't think they were worried about Kyle.
Okay. You're right.
They weren't really worried about Kyle, but I don't understand why they didn't tell the front desk, like, there's a Dorito man.
Especially when he says, I'm the friend of Sarah Connor, and the Dorito. The cops is like, yeah, you got to wait. That's when the Terminator says, I'll be back, because he's confirmed Sarah Connor's
there. Right.
And we're like, yeah, he will. And he proceeds to return.
He comes back with a car.
With a car.
Just into the front desk.
Yeah.
Sorry, front desk policeman.
Yeah, he gets smashed. He gets smashed by the fender. And then Arnold just walks through the police department, blowing everybody away with this massive gun.
We start hearing the...
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And he pulls out the lights, so like everything goes dark. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Sarah, I am so sorry. You already went through so much trauma tonight.
Yeah.
And the police, they get their own Uzis. Bishop, he was like, let's go.
Yeah, let's rock.
Let's rock. So one of them tucks Sarah away, like, stay here.
Yeah.
Stay in this room. Oh, I just felt so bad for her. Like, she's hiding under a desk. Mm-hmm. Again.
Oh, that's so traumatic. Like, that. I mean, that's mass shooting.
Yeah.
Trauma right there.
Yeah. Sarah doesn't know what to do. Like, she's stuck in this room. Mm-hmm. And somebody comes in, and at first you think it's Terminator, but it's not. It's Kyle.
Similar hairstyle, but it's...
You saw the Zoolander hair in profile.
Considerably shorter, though.
Yeah. 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 Kyle's smart. He, like, knocked out the police guy, got the keys.
Yeah. The police guy was just like, you just stay here. And he's like, nope.
He's like, I don't shoulders think so. Him. And he's like, I'm not a sitting duck. I know what's coming after yes. us. So basically, the entire police station gets murdered.
Oh, yeah. All 30 cops.
It's horrible.
By the time Kyle and Sarah managed to get out and into a car to drive away, it's just completely quiet.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
Horrible.
So
Kyle and Sarah are driving. They end up in the countryside or somewhere woodsy.
Woodsy.
They push the car into the woods. They're like, gotta get rid of it because it's like on empty. And then they go into a cement tunnel at the side of the road.
This is when they start getting a little bit closer.
This is when it's cold. Oh. Maybe we should snuggle. Yeah. Here, sweetie, take my jacket.
Oh, you're bleeding. Oh. Let me dress your wounds.
Oh, Kyle.
And then he's like, this is a great field dressing. Like, their foreplay is adorable. It reminds me a lot of the Ripley, Sergeant Hottie McCotterson foreplay.
Yes.
It's not like we're married or anything.
Yes and no. I was a little weirded out.
Yeah.
Because he's telling her about her unborn child, John, and how that's great true. John is.
Yes.
And how
I forgot about that.
And how amazing she is. Like, John told all about his mom. I'm like, you're really into somebody's mom.
Yeah. Well, we find out a little bit more about Kyle and
really into somebody's mom.
Kyle's mom. He's a little starstruck with Sarah Connor.
Johnny's mom. It's got it going on.
Yeah. So we find out more about John and how Kyle's life. We find out his name is Kyle.
This is when we found out his name is Kyle, and I was mad. I was like, Kyle?
Kyle?
I knew a Kyle
you
in
ruined
high school.
Everything.
And I was like, we could have chosen a better name. Let's just stick with Reese. Just stick with Reese, like Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. So we learn about, like, what was Kyle Reese doing? He was part of, like, a cleanup crew.
He was, like,
indentured by the, enslaved by the robots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he was burning bodies. He's, like, telling her, like, it was going day and night. Like, they were exterminating us.
Yeah.
How horrifying. But then John told them how to liberate themselves.
Yeah.
And form...
like a militia.
Militia, yeah.
Like a human resistance militia.
Yep. He kind of like, he filled them with the will to live, I guess.
Very inspirational.
Inspirational leaders.
Yes. So Kyle and Sarah snuggle.
They snuggle.
East code. East code.
And then
we have a dream sequence.
Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was interesting. So we see Kyle in the future, kind of like going to a settlement of some kind.
Like a pod.
A pod.
A pod that was underground, that was part of the human resistance. And you see people chasing rats to try to eat. Yeah. Everybody's dirty.
Dirt.
Nobody's clean.
No.
There are burn barrel fires to stay warm. And a new group of people comes in. But one of them is...
A Terminator.
And they only realize it because there are dogs, thank God, in the future, who they will bark at human-seeming Terminators. Yeah. And that's how they can tell that's not a human, that's a Terminator. Again, we have another mass shooting.
Yes. Oh, my God. People are just blown away. This time by a laser gun.
Yeah, that was rough. That was really rough. And the dogs die. That was really upsetting.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. Those are the only dogs that die.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any better, but still.
No.
They wake up. Oh, I had a dream about dogs.
And she wakes up. She was in his lap, like,
she
cuddling.
Was.
Which was cute.
It was a little...
Except also...
See, okay, so Kyle Reese, his sex appeal is lacking in my department. I wrote down that I liked the aliens guy better.
Me too.
I think he had more of a swagger.
I really want to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
I think Ripley and Sergeant Hottie, they're better.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
Because
this is much more like, oh, I'm starstruck and I worship you.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
I mean, I like that it's kind of like he's starstruck with her, like...
That's cool.
That's cool. Like, it's not the girl like, oh, he's so masculine. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of like the dynamic between Ripley and Sergeant Hottie. Because
they're more an equal level.
Exactly. That's the thing. There's less of a power imbalance.
Yeah.
The power imbalance in my mind is where Kyle knows a lot. She knows very little. She's dependent on him in that sense.
Yeah.
Especially like for physical stuff too. Whereas Ripley and Sergeant Hottie kind of they can take care of each other and they can take care of themselves, basically.
Yeah.
Like, Ripley had the brains. She knew what the aliens were capable of. And then there was Sergeant Hottie with all the firepower.
It was great.
It's a good balance. It was great. Good balance.
They made a great mom and dad to Newt. I was here for it.
Surrogates.
I was here for
Fosters.
It. Yeah. Kyle and Sarah. It's just, it's odd because also in that dream sequence, you saw that he was carrying around a photo of Sarah. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. That photo comes into play later.
You probably did horrible things with that photo.
Imagine
dirty things, which is weird. It's like this lady he doesn't know, and it's somebody's mom.
I don't know if it's weird.
It is.
You don't get the sense that he was going to meet this person until later.
Did you fall in love with somebody's mom?
Never. That would never happen to me, first of all.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. But you know what I mean?
Never anyone's parent. Absolutely not. That's verboten. I'm sorry.
I don't know how old John was when Kyle met him. But like if John...
I did the math. John would be about 45.
Okay. You like a 45-year-old man's mom?
Who's dead by this point?
Who's dead? I was like, if you did meet her, she was crusty. Like
he wouldn't have. She died. So we make it to a hotel.
Yes.
And Kyle is like, I'm going to leave you to get some supplies. And I'm like, where's your money, sir?
Remember, he stole money.
Oh, that's right.
He was like, here. Like, he had a wad of cash. She's like, I don't want to know where that came from.
Okay. I blacked that out. And then they get a little bit closer, bonding over some pipe bombs.
Yeah. He comes back with like grocery bags. And she's like, what's for dinner? And it's like nitroglycerin. Yeah. And I said,
he's
bombs.
He's going to make the nitro.
He's bombs. That's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Bombs 101.
But before that, Sarah calls her mom.
Yes.
At this point, Terminator had gotten her address book when he was at her home. Mm-hmm. So he has an idea of her haunts.
Yeah.
And where she could possibly bug out to. And he visits there. And I think the mom was killed.
Yeah. He's like at the mom's cabin or something.
Yeah.
So when Sarah calls, he answers in her mother's voice.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I didn't like it.
No, that was so creepy.
I was like, that's rude.
Oh. And it's also like, it's another layer of scary with this monster, you know, like he can impersonate anybody.
Yeah.
And that's over the phone. Scary.
And he does it a few times.
He does
which
it
is
a
scary.
Few times. Absolutely. And so she lets him know exactly where she is. And
after the mom prods, like, honey, I've been so worried.
I mean, how could you like, oh, it's so insidious because like, that's something a mother would say.
Yeah.
Oh, so clever. But Sarah and Kyle are none the wiser of this. Yeah. So they get busy.
Well, have you ever been with a woman, Kyle?
Oh my gosh. I was cringing never. The whole time.
No, I've never been with a woman, especially not after seeing your photo. And I was like, again.
And it's so like.
That's weird.
Again, it's so 80s to assume that, of course, he's into women. So, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So she's like, well, let me show you what it's all about. She's, so they proceed to have some very awkward, intimate moments. It's so.
With music.
Oh, my gosh. Like, again, 80s sex is so like, what are you doing?
And then there's boobs.
There's.
Just as FYI. Yeah. There's more boobs.
Yes.
It's fine. They're having a great time.
It's fine. I mean, yeah, I guess.
She was teaching them the ways.
It's just so, so awkward.
It was really awkward. I was like, Sarah, this is weird.
It's so weird on so many levels.
But he was into it.
It's the ick. They gave me the ick.
Yeah.
But luckily, Terminator shows up to squash this party. Like, this party's over.
Well, I mean, they were sleeping right after when he came in.
He didn't barge in mid-quarters.
During, yeah, that would have been horrible.
That would have been wild.
That would have been the worst.
Yeah, but then
I would have been like, we have to turn the movie off. I can't.
And then we get another car chase because they're escaping.
Half this movie is car chases.
Oh my gosh. But this was the good one. This is the good car chase. This is the one I remember. They're in the truck and then the Terminator's on this motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
Blasting them. Kyle's just lobbing bombs at him and it's like doing nothing.
Because remember, dinner was Bombs 101. So they have tons of bombs.
I mean, he needs to go to Bombs 102, I think, to learn how to aim them. I mean, like how, like you knew you can time the fuse, sir. I know you can do that. Like time the fuse and then throw. Don't just light and throw. Come on, figure it out.
I liked it.
You liked it. You thought it was
cute.
I like
the chaos.
You would. You would. You chaos agent. But anyway, Kyle gets shot like pretty bad.
Yeah.
And Sarah's like, I'm not going to be deal with this. So she sideswipes the Terminator. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I was telling Brett, I was like, just hit the brakes. She'll go flying over you.
Right?
And then run over him a few times. Back, forth, back, forth. Really get him flat.
Absolutely. So she does give him some road rash.
Yeah.
But he manages... Oh, because then he like pops up and he gets hit by a truck.
That's right.
I laughed so hard.
Like a big old semi.
Yes.
Big old semi truck. Oh, it was a gas.
It was a gas tanker.
That's right. Yes. That's very important.
And then the truck driver with his boyfriend like pops out and he's like, oh God, I got to see who I killed somebody.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then, there's two truck drivers. One goes to look. The other one was staying in there.
In my mind, they're boyfriends.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
I'm here for it. So instead of the one boyfriend coming back, Terminator comes back. And this is the nicest he's ever been. You know what he says? Get out.
Yeah. It's interesting because like, I guess he doesn't have to kill if he's...
He kills willy-nilly.
Kind of, but it's like, if there's a bunch of people running around, he gets panicked and then he'll like spray bullets.
I like how we're trying to figure out the psyche of Terminator.
I know.
Like, why not this one?
Or maybe he's this really like, he's pro queer rights and all that. And he's
maybe.
Like, okay, just, I'm not going to kill the gays. Get out.
Get out.
Just get out.
So that guy gets out. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I was smart. Like, we have a survivor.
Yeah,
thank God.
A survivor. And he starts driving that truck. Oh, I love this part. Are they running at this point? I think they're running at this point.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember Kyle ends up jumping into a dumpster.
Because after she, yeah. Because after Sarah sideswipes him, she wrecks the car.
Oh, doesn't he puts a pipe bomb into the...
Yes. He slips a pipe bomb into the exhaust and then he jumps into a dumpster.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was the Terminator.
Joshua was... waving his hands about, hitting the mic.
I'm demonstrating the movie for Brittany.
This is what happens.
So she doesn't, in case she doesn't know. And then Sarah's like, running. He's like, don't stop running. And then she's like, I'm running as fast as I can. Oh, I love this part. And then the tanker blows up. Oh, it's such a satisfying explosion too.
It was big.
It's a massive explosion.
I said, wow, there's fire everywhere.
And the cops take forever to show up. Not until after the Terminator.
See, this is the part. Where I know there wasn't like a shovel handy, but I really want somebody to go take a spade to the Terminator's face when he's on the ground. Like really mash it up. You know?
Anyway. So they escape, they being Sarah and Kyle. They think it's over.
She's like hugging him. She's like, oh my God.
It's over.
But then, it's not.
We see a skinless Terminator, the chassis. Full metal body.
The what?
The chassis.
Chassis?
Yeah. Isn't it a chassis?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's the mechanical parts underneath the coverings. That's what it's called.
Okay. Chassis?
So we see the red eyes, the skull face, the buff skeleton that is the Terminator.
The Dorito-shaped skeleton.
I love that he's a buff skeleton.
Yes.
Yeah, why is he Dorito-shaped? I don't know. I guess because it looks cool. But we are also treated to some stop-motion animation.
At first, I missed it because there's a little bit of it. I was probably like looking at my food or whatever. And Brett's like, oh my God, stop motion. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then they did more of it. I was like, oh my.
And it's so herky jerky. Like it's not the smooth, like they can make stop motion look smooth. We've seen it with Coraline. We've seen it with Nightmare Before Christmas. It can look really smooth.
But it was the 80s.
Oh, but it was so like.
Oh, it was fun.
It was so like, okay, I get it. He's a robot, but when we're doing like the puppetry, he's a lot more smooth and controlled. But with the stop motion, he's like.
I was like, yeah, don't do the stop motion.
It's like, maybe James did it himself. Like,
he's like I want to try.
I'm
going to
do this action figure myself.
Give it a go.
It's kind of what it looks like.
So they get chased into like a warehouse.
It is a automated factory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they are in a factory where robots build things.
Lots of dangerous robots.
Oh, lots of dangerous robots. Yes. This reminded me. Okay. Do you remember Attack of the Clones? In Star Wars?
Which one is that?
That would be episode 2 of the prequel series.
You have to give me like an instance that happened in the movie.
Okay, so this is where Padme and Anakin are on Geonosis, the desert planet with all the bug people, and they are infiltrating, so they go through the droid foundry.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that?
Nope.
Oh, Brittany.
Original three, like those are the ones that I remember.
Well, C-3PO is like, robots? Droids building droids? How perverse. Because it's like robots building robots, and he's like, "Whoa, blows his mind." Anyway, it's kind of like that sequence where they're stuck on the conveyor belts and the robot arms are moving.
Yeah, Sarah and Kyle kind of dabble in role playing a little bit. They realize they kind of like it.
Yeah,
because Kyle, he's like drooping. He's like, he's not doing good.
Yeah,
and so Sarah's like, "Kyle, come on, let's go." And then she says,
"On your feet, soldier."
Yeah, on your feet, race, move. And he likes that.
Yeah.
He gets up.
He's like, that reminds me of my days in the military. And then he gets moving. So they fight. They manage to... I'm just looking
they
myself.
Fight.
They do. They just like...
they
this
manage
is, this is just
to.
Like action. And when there's action, I'm kind of watching the screen and not taking notes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like, it's almost a slow motion chase.
Yeah.
Like, Reese... he manages to blow up part of Terminator.
Yeah.
Because he loves his bombs. He tells Sarah, just keep going. So she does. He does a little pipe bomb at Terminator. Yep.
You should see her arm. She's got T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
Throwing a pipe bomb.
Get away. And then he tumbles down the stairs, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
And Terminator gets...
after the explosion.
Well, no, during, like, right before. I think he tried to tuck and roll because he knew.
He's not very good at that. We learned from the beginning.
He was so bad that he died. Sorry. Terminator gets blown up. And also, at this point, Sarah has, like, broken her leg.
Yeah.
So she's crawling towards him. Reese is dead. I was mad. I wanted them to have a life together.
No, that wouldn't have happened.
Why not?
Because John never knew his dad. He never knew Kyle.
I don't care. I want it my way. It's my way or the highway. Quit doing that with the mic. When Joshua gets mad at me, he rubs his face against the mic.
So do you.
That's true. I do. He's like, nah. But Terminator is not dead yet.
He's not dead. He's still going.
We have another Aliens moment.
Yeah.
Where half an android is coming after Sarah, who is also crawling. So we have this slow motion chase of who can crawl faster.
I loved it. I thought it was so good.
It was actually really good.
This was a chase that I was actually like, ooh, because his
hand.
Because
it feels like a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's exactly right. Like you're really slow getting away and the creature's slowly coming behind you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Sarah pulls a smart move. She crawls through a specific machine, which is
the hydraulic press.
The pneumatic press.
The pneumatic press. Thank you.
This is from Brett.
Thank you, Brett. See, I thought it was hydraulics, but it's pneumatics.
Who knows?
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't do machines.
I think pneumatic is air. So she crawls through, she manages to get through, and then she puts the gate up right in the last second before the...
And his arm is like touching her face barely. She's like, nyeh! And she hits a button. She says, you have been targeted for termination.
Oh, she doesn't say that. She says...
something rude.
You're terminated. Beep.
Oh... And Brett, he really wanted her to say pneumatic press time.
I wish she'd said that. That would have been a much better final line.
Yeah. Pneumatic press time. Beep.
And then he gets crushed.
Yeah. He's super dead. And our final scene is of Sarah making podcasts for her future son in her car.
Yeah.
She's doing this via cassette tape. She's like doing like diary entries for her unborn son because now she's preggers.
She looks visibly pregnant. She's got a doggo.
Yes, she's because a German
Shepherd. Filed. Okay, yes. Dogs sense Terminators.
Yeah, because she doesn't know if they're going to send another one, you know?
Yeah, according to Kyle Reese at the police station, he said that they are the last. They are the only ones.
Yeah.
Because John organized an assault upon this Skynet's lab.
Yeah.
It's R&D lab. And blew it up, and then the process got rid of Skynet?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think so.
That was the implication.
Oh, I don't know.
That he said that we won. That's why they're sending them back.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
They were planning to do that anyway. That's why the assault on the lab happened, and they managed to blow it up. How they got... I guess they sent Kyle before it blew up or something like that.
Yeah. So Sarah is driving. I think she might be in Mexico.
Yes, she's in Mexico.
And she's filling up gas. She has her little book of Spanish so she can talk to people. And, she's making her podcast. Mm-hmm. And a young boy takes a picture of her. He wants her to pay for it.
Yeah.
She says, all right, because he says some sort of cheesy line.
What picture is it?
It's the one that Kyle had while he had dirty thoughts.
It's the dirty picture.
The picture itself is not dirty. It's just her face. She has like a bandana on.
I know. I mean, what's dirty is what happens to it later. The journey that picture goes through.
In Kyle's pockets.
Into Kyle's hands.
And that's the movie.
That's pretty much it.
I want Kyle to survive.
She drives off into the Mexico desert, mm-hmm. the Mojave, and that's all we hear from her for the rest of the year.
And what's the music again?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I like it. You're really good at that.
I love that. I love that theme.
I can never recreate music.
It gets vastly improved when we do Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Okay.
Because that's when James Cameron's, he's already gone through Aliens. He's already done The Abyss. And he's like,
he's really hitting a stride.
Let's do some really good computer animation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I love it.
I'm excited.
Anyway, that's Terminator, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
It was a ton of fun. You know, it's funny. Again, sometimes when we review movies, I'm like, it might be kind of dry. Yeah. It might be kind of crusty.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. I was like screaming and laughing throughout this movie. It was so much fun.
I think it's because James Cameron, you've already grown up with his stuff. We both grown up with his stuff. We kind of know what to expect. He's very much action oriented. He's a really good storyteller too.
Yeah.
And he knows how to integrate some of the boring parts of a movie into the really fun parts. And I think that's why he's very successful.
Yeah.
And effective as a filmmaker.
It needed to be a better love story. But
to be fair, it wasn't really about the love story.
What?
I mean, actually it was, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point, is Sarah and Kyle had to meet and hit it. Or else the movie wouldn't have happened. So you're right. I agree. I wish there was more.
Yeah. Imagine if they had tried a little bit harder on the love story. Like, how much better of a movie it would have been. Like, it's still a great movie. But like,
let's not make it weird.
Johnny's mom has got it going on. She's all I want. I've waited so long.
Yeah, I think without the obsession stuff, that was a little weird.
That was weird. It's very worshipy. He's like, oh, Sarah Connor, she's amazing. She trained John to be everything he could be.
So in a way, Sarah was kind of like a surrogate for his affections for John. I think he really loved John.
You just made it worse.
I did. But because he can't have John like that.
I mean, he could have.
John don't go that way.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'll just pick your mom instead.
Let's make it weird.
I will focus my admirations onto your mother. Oh, that's so much worse.
That's so much worse.
See, now,
Why did you do that?
Because when you do the psychoanalysis of it, it becomes much more disgusting. That's true with everything.
Okay. Somebody out there, I need a similar storyline, but I need it better. If anybody has any book or movie recommendations like that, let me know.
Without the mommy worship.
It's horrible. I'm listening to a podcast all about Ed Gein right now, and he loved his mom. So now I'm like, oh no.
That just brought tears to my eyes.
I'm sorry.
Because there were some horrible things that happened in that house.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding.
I was going to say something much worse. It's like maybe because Kyle Reese didn't have a relationship with his real mother.
I need you to not.
I'm sorry,
Randy. Just ruining?
It's just a bag full of awful, really.
He was really cute with Sarah.
He was.
He was really cute. I think he would have gotten a little bit less worshipy. I think he could have trained Sarah to be who she became. Not that...
No, she can do that herself.
I know she can do it herself, but sometimes it's fun to have a buddy.
Yeah. She had a dog, though. And then she had the kid. That's her buddy.
That's her buddy? Like, they could have been really cute. Like, I was sad that Kyle had to die.
I guess. He had to die so we could have Ripley and Sergeant Hottie.
That's true. He and Ripley were so much fun.
So much better. Because they were at equal level.
Again, though, that got cut a little short because he got really hurt.
In that one, it was much less about the love story.
Yeah.
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 It's a survival love story.
It's like, we'll talk about it later. Let's go.
Yeah, we've got aliens to kill. It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. I don't know what we're doing next.
I didn't bring my book. I'm sorry. It'll be a surprise for everybody.
Well, maybe we'll change it. We'll do Terminator 2.
Oh, we're taking June off.
We are. Yeah. I should not forget that. Yeah. We are taking June off. We need a little bit of time to catch up.
Yep.
Not mustard. Catch up. Yeah, but we'll be back in July.
Yeah, we'll be back in July with some new content. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what we're going to talk about, but Pride is coming up. So we're going to be talking about some LGBTQ authors. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some cool books that have cool covers.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. So, without further ado,
Johnny's mom has got it going on.
You're the instrument of your own demise in this case.
She's all I want. I've waited for so long.
Maybe it would bother you less if you didn't think about it.
What is that?
Just close your eyes and pretend it's not happening.
What is that in the Book of Mormon? Put it in a box.
Yes. Lock it up. Lock it up. I think that's how it goes.
Like a light switch. Turn it off.
Oh, switch it off. Yes, that's it. That's it. Switch it off. If you're feeling kind of gay, switch it off. Love it.
I want a stage production of The Terminator. A musical.
And then of Aliens. I would die for a kick line of Aliens. An all marine kick line. Make it happen.
Like the Rockettes.
Oh my God, make it happen.
The Rockettes come and like do a little cameo.
All right, Gen Z, you're on the ball for this. We know you love the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. It's nostalgia. It's the thing right now. So do a musical version of your favorite 80s horror movies. Do it.
This is the best thing you've ever thought of.
Do it.
All right, y'all. We'll actually go this time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is a library podcast, everybody.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. So, Coos Bay Public Library, thank you for giving us a roof over our heads.
Thanks for supplying, like, all the equipment.
All the equipment.
Thanks for letting us do this project.
Yeah. She's a woman.
I was like, you date men.
I've never dated a woman. Never want to.
Good for you.
Good for you.
We can be a lot.
Yeah. I think you're fine without me. Y'all are fine without me. Y'all have enough on your plate. Charming.
I'm like a cow chewing its cud.
You are.
Are you sure you don't want to date women?
I do not. No, thank you.
I'm making
you.
A great case no, right now. We're no. so great.
Girl, you know guys can be just as...
Oh, I'm aware. I clean dorms. I'm aware.
Oh, God. Teenage boys.
The worst thing I found was a bunch of fingernails in a drawer. And I was like...
Like, why? The garbage can is right there.
Right?
Oh,
no. The worst thing I found...
Unless it's for magic spells. It's probably for magic spells.
Okay, that's fair. No, the worst thing I found was somebody had, like, in front of their desk, had just stuck their boogers on the wall.
That's charming. That's so attractive.
And I was like, use a tissue. Grab some toilet paper.
My finger works fine. My finger's free.
Stick it under wall. I'm like, quit being an animal.
I don't know. Now I'm imagining it. Thank you, Brittany, for that wonderful vision this morning.
Happy Wednesday. It's all for you.
Now I'm just imagining Burger Wall.